7 and makes them a run.
San Francisco State College, in cooperation with this station, presents The Voice of Friendship.
This is Switzerland calling. Here is the news.
Radio Havana, Cuba presents a special bulletin.
You've been listening to Radio Sinsin. Until our next transmission, goodbye, comrades and friends.
This is Radio Japan, the overseas broadcasting service of NHK in Tokyo.
The program you have just heard has come to you from Radio Deutsche Welle, the voice of Germany, a non-governmental public service.
The Dutch World Broadcasting System, Radio Nederland in Hilversum, Holland.
Radio station HCJB.
The radio stations you are listening to are international broadcast stations or shortwave stations. Their coverage areas are not limited to small localities, but cover large portions of the globe, and many can be heard all over the world. The governments of most countries operate shortwave stations to spread information about their countries to the people of the world and to generate goodwill between nations.
This is the Voice of America broadcasting to Africa. The following program is in Arabic.
The United States is not alone in this respect and operates the Voice of America and the Armed Forces Radio Network. However, the United States also has three privately owned and operated shortwave stations. One of them is in the Bay Area.
This is International Broadcast Station KGEI, the Voice of Friendship, broadcasting to Latin America from San Francisco, California, the United States of America, as authorized by the Federal Communications Commission. KGEI, the Latin American service of the Far East Broadcasting Company, is dedicated to the purpose of promoting better understanding and friendship among the peoples of the Americas. All correspondence should be addressed to KGEI, Voice of Friendship, Post Office Box 15, San Francisco, California, the United States of America. For the very finest in shortwave radio listening, stay tuned to The Voice of Friendship.
KGEI, The Voice of Friendship, one of three non-government shortwave stations in this country, is located on the Bayshore in the city of Belmont, about 20 miles south of San Francisco, and broadcast daily to the peoples of Central and South America. We visited KGEI and talked with the station's program director, Stan Jeter, who told us something about the station.
We're broadcasting 6.5 hours a day to Latin America. About 5 of those hours are in Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of the time is used in languages such as Ukrainian, Russian, and we have some in English, as well as Portuguese.
Mm-hmm.
We broadcast educational programs, cultural programs and religious programs, as well as a complete news service.
This station is not a newcomer to the Bay Area or to the airwaves.
KGEI first went on the air. It was constructed in 1939 for the World Exposition in San Francisco. And it was placed on Treasure Island, where the exposition was held. And that's where it started.
The company that constructed the station, General Electric, moved the station after the fair.
Yes, it was moved to Belmont, mm-hmm. and we're located right by the bay, surrounded by what used to be the Leslie Salt Flats, and this was a very good place for propagation of shortwave signal to places such as Latin America.
The station was operated as a government information station, broadcasting information to the Pacific during World War II. KGEI's transmitters carried General Douglas MacArthur's message, "I will return," to the Philippines during that period. In 1960, the station was purchased by its present owner, the Far East Broadcasting Company.
This company has a number of stations in Okinawa, the Philippines, and recording studios in other places in the Far East. We're kind of a stepchild of the organization because we're not in the Far East, nor do we transmit to the Far East.
Mm-hmm.
Our financial situation might appear to be pretty precarious, but it does work, and it's we're run on the basis of contributions from interested individuals, mostly churches and people who attend churches, because this is a missionary radio station. In other words, our primary purpose in broadcasting is to tell people about Christ. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Do those contributions come from Latin America?
Oh, no. No, we get no contributions from our audience.
Mm-hmm.
Our contributions are from interested churches in the States and individuals.
Mm-hmm.
Who consider, they'd support our stations much as they'd support a missionary who'd go to Japan or someplace.
Right. For a shortwave station, KGEI staff is comparatively small.
There are about 12 people working full-time on the staff. This includes the engineers. There are two or three engineers at the moment. There are announcers, about five of us. And the rest work in such things as correspondence and follow-up.
Uh-huh.
Because we do try to give individual attention to the letters we receive from our audience.
Uh-huh.
And there are times when we'll start a regular correspondence with the listeners. More than one letter is exchanged, and questions are asked and answered, and favors are asked, and we try to help them out as best we can.
Stan, being a foreign language station here in the United States, do you have much of a problem in hiring announcers who fluently speak these languages?
Yes, it is quite a problem. There aren't too many people that around here that speak Spanish fluently and that meet all the other requirements that are necessary for working here. It's a rather unique set of requirements. And it so happens that two of our announcers now are from Argentina. And I learned my Spanish originally in Cuba, and I studied in the university here. Studied Spanish, so that's where I got mine. And it's rather difficult to get announcers like this. We're trying to arrange for one to come up from Chile to work with us. Mm-hmm. We try to get as representative an accent as possible. And we realize that it's a negative factor to have an American accent. We would rather speak to the Latin with a Latin accent.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we have Argentine announcers, and we've had Costa Rican announcers, and different ones. It would be, you'd be surprised at how much the accent varies from country to country. And this will turn off some listeners. If they hear a Puerto Rican talking, for instance, this is a very disagreeable sound to a Colombian or to an Argentinian, a person from Argentina. On the other hand, a person from Argentina has an accent that's very marked and is very liked all over Latin America. It's got a certain amount of prestige, you know. So I suppose that explains why we have two fellows from Argentina working with us now.
Much as certain English accents have a dignified sound in this country.
Yes, you don't hear too many people with a southern accent on radio in places such as San Francisco or New York. And it's much the same in Latin America.
As you might imagine, a station that covers this much territory would have a few listeners.
I think our audience is quite a bit larger than the largest audience that you'd have for any station in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
Because our signal covers such a tremendous area. We're heard from the north of Mexico to the very southern tip of South America. And that covers such a tremendous expanse of territory, as well as so many people. There are 200 million people living in that area.
Uh-huh.
And of those, we can safely estimate, based on some of our surveys, that perhaps 1 to 2 million people can tune us in on any specific evening.
Mm-hmm. In that part of the country, don't they also, don't more of the people listen to shortwave than they do in this country?
Oh, yes. The shortwave is quite a bit different for the Latin American. There are some places in rural Latin America that aren't covered at all by standard broadcast stations.
Mm-hmm.
And since the transistorized receivers have become so popular, just about anyone can own them. And in Latin America, most transistorized radio sets have shortwave.
Mm-hmm.
So the potential audience is much larger than it would be in the States, where shortwave is mostly a matter for something for hams, you know.
Yeah. KGEI listeners are all over Latin America, but particularly in certain countries.
Our third largest listening audience on a nation-to-nation basis is in Argentina, which is the furthest removed nation from here. Our very largest is Mexico, of course, being right next to us. And the second largest audience, based on letter response, is Brazil, which is rather curious because Brazilians speak Portuguese, and we speak Spanish most of the day. And this response was based on, or this calculation was based on response to Spanish programming. So the Brazilians, Portuguese speaking, listen to our Spanish programs. An interesting thing is that our signal is coming in very strong these days in Cuba. And you wouldn't expect that a Cuban would write to a private radio station in the United States. But some do, and do so quite openly, which has surprised us considerably. And we've had responses from listeners in all parts of Cuba. Of course, this is a particular interest to me because I was born in Havana.
What sort of listener response do you have?
The only response that we get is in the mail, and we get perhaps 200 to 300 letters a month, that is a week, 200 to 300 letters a week in mail response. And we could get a considerable amount more if we really pressed it. But these are the people who write in to ask for the English lessons, the printed English lessons for one of our programs, which is English by radio, and different offers we have, as well as with questions and suggestions and just comments on our programming. Most of our correspondence comes to the educational programs, or program, I should say, because English, teaching English by radio is our main educational program, and it gets an overwhelming amount of our response.
Are there very many shortwave stations here in this country?
No, no, there are only three privately owned shortwave stations in the United States. Of course, there are a number of government shortwave stations owned by the Voice of America. But there is this one, there is the one in New York, WNYW, and there's one in Red Lion, Pennsylvania. But we are the only three.
Well, why is it that there are only, I mean, for a country that has so many, many radio and TV stations within itself, how come there are only three stations that broadcast outside the country?
For the moment, no new shortwave stations can be added because the government has restricted this area. There is a freeze on, and we can't increase our hours of transmission, nor add frequencies, and new private shortwave stations cannot be added under the present government regulations or their restrictions.
Do you know the reason for this?
Well, I'd say that the government is rather sensitive about broadcasting, international broadcasting by non-government people or agencies. That's one of the biggest reasons I can think of. And another reason is that most of the stations in the United States are commercial. And they're run on a profit-making basis. At least that's the intention. And it's really not practical to run an international shortwave station on a commercial basis. It's been tried, and it just doesn't seem to pan out.
All my sisters soon were gone to Denver and Cheyenne. Todas mis hermanas pronto se fueron a Denver y Cheyenne, a la ciudad de Denver, del estado de Colorado, y a la ciudad de Cheyenne, del estado de Wyoming, del oeste de los Estados Unidos. All my sisters soon were gone to Denver and Cheyenne.
All my sisters soon were gone to Denver.
This is a segment of the station's English for Radio program, which is one of their most popular educational programs.
However, the station's programming centers around a spiritual theme. Stan describes the station's basic program policy.
I feel that besides the... You know, I was in the Peace Corps for 2 years in Colombia. Mm-hmm. And I can see how the Peace Corps is doing some good, you know. It's a great idea, tremendous ideals, but in the practice it tends to break down.
Yeah.
And it breaks down because we're just human, you know, and it bogs down on human problems. But I can see how the Peace Corps is doing a lot of good, but I think we can attack a more basic problem, which is man's internal problem, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What fouls up man himself so he can't be happy and he can't function like he should. You know, and it's basically a spiritual thing. And so although we do cater to the other needs of man, you know, we have programs that talk about health and how to improve your sanitary conditions and different things. We get that from the World Health Organization. We have programs that teach English. We have other programs that teach a lot of information about culture and current events and things like this. We play a lot of typical Latin music, you know. Like the Mexicans don't get too much of a chance to hear music from Colombia or Peru or Chile. And we play music from all of these countries. And so we're sort of helping to educate them as far as the culture of the Americas is concerned. But although we do all of these other things, I think the most important thing we do is we help a man get straightened out spiritually. You know, I mean, you don't talk about somebody and say how bad they are. That's not right. We're all, you know, we've all got problems. Mm-hmm. But if you mention, for instance, the problem of drinking, anyhow. The mm-hmm. problem of drinking, that's such a tremendous social problem in Latin America. And if you talk about it and try to give people some idea of how to help themselves out of it, you know, then you strike a responsive chord. You know, you're getting right down to the nitty-gritty. Mm-hmm. You know, so if we're going to be useful, that's what we should be doing, getting down to some of these problems. And not in an overbearing, like, I know because I'm so much better than you tone. No, we can't do that, you know. Our approach is that we've got something that has worked for us, and if it'll work for you, here it is, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd like to help.
For you engineers who are interested in the technical aspect of KGEI, the station is presently broadcasting with a 50,000-watt transmitter, which General Electric originally built for the station when it went on the air in 1939.
Well, I might add that... within a couple of months, we expect to be on the air with a 250,000-watt transmitter, which will be the largest privately owned transmitter in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And it should pack quite a signal into Latin America. We're broadcasting on a curtain antenna right now, and in preparation for the 250,000-watt transmitter, the engineers have constructed a corner reflector antenna. It works on a slightly different arrangement. And we've tested it, and it works pretty effectively.
And for listeners who have shortwave radios and would like to try and listen in on the station, we asked if the station could be received all over the Bay Area.
There are spots in the Bay Area where we cannot be heard.
Mm-hmm.
Because of, the fact that shortwave is so much different from AM or FM transmission. But generally, KGEI can be picked up on a shortwave set in most places in the Bay Area.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
For those in the Bay Area who would be interested in tuning in, what frequencies are you broadcasting on?
We're operating in the 19-meter band on the frequency of 15.440 megacycles.
Mm-hmm. Is that your only frequency?
That's our only frequency. We used to have a frequency change in the middle of the day.
Mm-hmm.
But now we're broadcasting from 2:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
This is International Radio, KGEI, concluding this broadcast day to Latin America. Join us again tomorrow at 22 hours 30 Greenwich Mean Time. Until then, the staff and management of KGEI wish you a very pleasant good night, good evening, or good morning, wherever you are.
The Voice of Friendship was produced by students of San Francisco State College and presented on this station as a tribute to the 50th anniversary of radio broadcasting. The student producers for this program were Jim Gammon and John Schneider. Thank you for listening. A thank you to this station for airing this program. And a special thank you to KGEI for an outstanding service of goodwill in the Americas.